This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Monday. I'm so glad it's Monday. I really am. I just wanted this. I never usually wish time away, but this weekend I just was enough already on phony protests that have the fake news media all buckling at the knee and disgusting 60 Minutes interviews. And I mean, really, it's really incredible. And, I was thinking a lot about Friday's show. We're going to talk in just a little bit with Senator Hoeven. He'll join us actually in the next segment and be here for a couple of segments to talk about the omnibus spending bill. And I don't believe we had one positive bit of feedback with over 100 interactions with the audience on Friday between calls and texts and emails in favor of that particular piece of legislation. And you have, let me just connect the dots here. You have that phony March for Our Lives this weekend, all designed to activate people who want to take away your Second Amendment rights, people who want to starve the NRA of donations because it'll help them. And honestly, there's such a long game going on here, it's unbelievable. You know, they're thinking ahead to the Supreme Court legislation, which may come down this summer, which might say to unions, you know, you can't just take somebody's union dues and donate it to whoever you want to. That's before the Supreme Court right now. Huge, huge ramifications for that if the Supreme Court does that. For Democrats, because it's easy now. They love doing this. This is how they operate. This is sort of, they take in the form of higher taxes, and then they just spend on what they want to spend on, right? That's their M.O. They know best. Same thing in political money. The unions, they say, give us your dues, and we're going to take that from you, and we'll decide where it goes. But wait a minute. I'm pro-life. I don't want you to give money to somebody who's for abortion. It's tough. We decide. See, so they see that going away. So they got to find other sources here. So they've coached up these kids. You think kids can get up on a stage and put on an event like that and just kind of poof, it happens? Now, one real important thing I want you to know before anybody puts words into my mouth. Any kid in any school that participates in an event that says, I want to be safe while I'm in school, I'm with them. Pat on the back, the whole deal. 100% with them. But that's not what I'm seeing on my TV screen. That's not what I'm seeing on Twitter, all over Facebook. I'm seeing a well-organized political event. A political event. Some people compare it to Martin Luther King, for crying out loud. Martin Luther King was advocating for rights that black people didn't have. A black mark on this great country. These kids are advocating that rights be taken away. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And you see this David Hogg, son of a retired FBI agent who wants to change the subject from the fact the FBI didn't do its job, and a mom who's worked at CNN? Wow, connect those dots, folks. Interview floating around Twitter where he's sitting at his kitchen table swearing like you can't believe. I mean, dropping F-bombs, all kinds of the NRA this, I'm going to take these guys on, wait till the midterms. That, you know, look, this guy wants to be the next community organizer. Is a Barack Obama wannabe. He's not some kid hoping his school is safe. Just ask yourself this. Everything you heard them yelling for on TV this weekend, give it to them. Give them a magic wand. They've got it. Boom, it's theirs. Hand it to them. What changes? Are schools safer? Only if you assume the new laws are going to be respected by people who want to kill people. Folks, that's laughable. A third grader could figure that out, and I didn't see many of them at the rally. That's ridiculous. You genuinely want to make schools safer? We protect our judges. I think kids are just as important, aren't they? Courtrooms, there's controlled entry into the courthouse. There's armed personnel there. Problem solved. They're arguing to take guns out of school. They want resource officers without guns. And all the while, Parkland, Florida, that school had that level of terror inflicted on them because the FBI wouldn't listen to a voicemail. Because the Broward County Sheriff's Department bungled, 40? Was it was nearly, I think, 38, almost 40 calls for service where somebody's saying, hey, we got a kid that's disturbed, he wants guns, he wants to kill people, we got problems. They did nothing. Didn't connect the dots to the school, didn't connect the dots to getting him on a do not buy list, none of it. FBI blew it. Twice the FBI got warnings specifically about this kid, blew it. Why do you think the retired FBI guy carrying water for his FBI officials want the subject changed? Come on. Get my kid some coaching. The aspiring reporter, get him some more coaching. Have him be the guy. This is a phony protest. It's ridiculous. Don't buy into this stuff at all. This is all politics. This is all Trump-hating, blame Republican politics. It's ridiculous. Absolutely embarrassing. Fake news enterprise sits there and laps it up all weekend long. Disgust me. Disgust me, ladies and gentlemen. I got in a little Twitter war over the weekend with a former U.S. attorney. Now, U.S. attorneys are supposed to not like bad guys. This one actually assumes bad guys follow laws. Tim Purdon. Wants to come on, though, so we're going to give him a little bit of our precious airtime and have a little fun discussion about this. Looking forward. But again, they just, oh, you know, if you do that, I'm a macho man. I have guns. I hunt. I'm everything. But boy, I don't need this assault rifle, and I don't need that, and I don't, yeah. Stop already. When you're telling people how much of a macho man you are with how many guns you are, you're not. You got to tell anybody that. This is about basic, simple common sense. It's also about insane jealousy and a real fear of the March for Life. Folks, that's another thing that's missing here. All the organizers of this, Planned Parenthood and others, that have been pouring money into this, they want to get this to be the March for Our Lives, and don't think that's just a coincidence that March for Our Lives and March for Life.
The March on Life?
Yeah, very interesting how those kind of go together. But that's the single biggest march in Washington every year. Bigger than this one, by the way, because they were lying about the numbers yesterday. Another thing. They first said 800,000 people there on Saturday. Then somebody flew over and said, there's 200,000? Oh, yeah, never mind. Only off by 600,000. But the March for Life is, of course, student-led, very much youth-oriented, and about kids who said, stop killing babies. That shouldn't be legal in the United States of America. You got to change that subject if you're a liberal. You got to change that subject. You got to do it. So anyway, hey, Vice President Pence will be here tomorrow. If you haven't made plans yet, come in, take it in 2 o'clock. That is going to be a number of these events across the country highlighting the tax reform. Going to be very good. We'll have coverage right here. Looking forward to it. But that should be great. Senator Hoeven in a little bit. And also we're going to tell you about a forum that will happen in Valley City on Wednesday night called What is Good Government in North Dakota? A public conversation. I'm on the panel. Looking forward to that conversation. As well, livable communities, something we're going to examine. What does that term exactly mean, anyway? We're going to talk about that coming up today in the program, too. Matt and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, here's what's on my mind. If someone were to do a Freedom of Information Act sort of thing or just ask for the documents, whose names are on the request to use the parkland that they used for this protest? Was it 17-year-old kids or were there adults? How about who filed the insurance to the liability insurance that's required to actually protest and use that property? Can kids honestly be, can we imagine kids who are honestly smart enough and have the legal authority to rent land like that, to rent protests. This just doesn't happen where you say, hey, I'd like to use the park land. Oh, sure. What day would you like it? No, there's liability insurance that has to be taken care of. There's all sorts of legal documents. So I think that this is a fake protest, because if you look at those, I think that the behind the curtain, you're going to see Planned Parenthood and Black Lives Matters and who else that that funded this and organized this for these kids.
Yeah, and there is, when it first was announced, somebody did a little bit of digging to the extent you're talking about there, Matt. And I know Planned Parenthood was a funder, partner, involved in it, and there were others as well. So, but you're right. I mean, that isn't that what media does? Isn't that what a news media does? Isn't that the, you know, the
idea? Media does that.
Yeah. Instead, the fake news enterprise is cheerleading all this stuff and acting as though this is some sort of grassroots-led, oh, these kids, isn't it? Oh, student activism. It's just a wonderful thing. I mean, it is really sad to see, for sure. Matt, good points. Thanks for the call. Senator Hovind on the omnibus spending bill. We're going to dig into that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that hot spring spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted the hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018 in whatever you do, you need a hot spring spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vice President Pence may have some surprise guests with him. That's all I know. And I just saw that you do need to sign up today. The deadline is today. So I did put that back up on my Facebook page. Todd, you want to share that? Vice President Mike Pence, Fargo tomorrow. 2 o'clock event. Doors open at 12:30. And the main message, I'm told tomorrow, is about tax reform. Gosh, we forget. That seems like 100 years ago. But it wasn't that long ago. So, and a very important thing to fuel the economy. Looking forward to hearing from the vice president himself in North Dakota, really kind of the kickoff of campaign 2018 with the big-name guest that no doubt we'll be getting again and again. I did talk to Congressman Kramer yesterday. And I have to tell you that he was really touched by all of the comments that poured in, over 1,500 now on Facebook, since the announcement that his son Isaac had passed away on Thursday, and just extended all the well wishes that we'd heard here and from our family as well. Talked about, you know, people bringing banana bread over and scalloped potatoes and just the things that, you know, the touch of kindness that people so appreciated at the time of loss. So just wanted you to know that he's feeling those thoughts and prayers. Senator John Hovind joins us now on the Newsmaker line on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you. And like you say, our hearts and prayers go out to the Kramer family. Tough time.
Absolutely. No question about that. I want to talk a little bit today about the omnibus spending bill. We had a little conversation about it on Friday, and had calls and emails and texts, and I can't find anybody in favor of it. You know, I know the president, did for a moment threaten to veto it, then went on to talk about the things in there that are so necessary, like funding the military. Is this thing a product of a broken system? I mean, obviously you can tell us about some good things in here. Many callers and others would say, but what about planning, you know, what about funding Planned Parenthood? What about all the money they get to spend all, you know, so we could play that game back and forth. But overall, is the outcome just an example that our system is really broken?
Well, like you say, I mean, it's something we needed to do for our military. But, yeah, we've got to find ways to change how, we're able to fund the government and the other priorities and at the same time find savings. And so, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is change the rules in terms of getting appropriation bills to the Senate so that we can get them to the floor of the Senate with 51 votes and force votes. And same thing on appointments, trying to cut down the number of hours of debate required from 30 down to maybe 2 for most appointments. But, you know, we're going to have to find ways to make changes so that we can do things like, you know, fund parties like the military, but then also continue to find savings in other areas that are going to help us get the debt and deficit under control.
The biggest thing I hear in the way of a fix, so you don't have to be put in this pickle ever again, is to change the rule. You've talked about it before related to, you know, requiring 60 votes. I mean, I think, for instance, if all the appropriations bills that you passed to get to this final outcome on the omnibus spending bill, if you hadn't been harnessed with this 60-vote rule that, again, the leader, Mitch McConnell, you know, claims that he's concerned about, threatens to change, but it never happens, wouldn't this be a vastly better bill?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is we need to be able to get individual appropriations bills to the floor with 51 votes, with a simple majority, rather than the 60 filibuster-proof. And I think that is a change that we're going to have to make, or those types of changes, and that's something that I've been pushing for. But remember, we're challenged because, you know, we only have 51 Republicans in the Senate, but even in the House with this bill, they needed Democrats to pass the bill overall. So, you know, part of it's continuing to make our case, but you're right. I think we have to make changes so we can get to individual bills, fund things that are priorities, but continue to find savings. You know, one thing that I think is lost here, Scott, is we're still $200 billion below the level of discretionary spending that we had under the Obama administration at the height. About 10 years ago, we were as high as $1.5 trillion. Under the Obama administration. So this is about $200 billion less at 1.3. So the key is, you know, things you and I are talking about, other steps we can do to try to hold the line or find savings. And then on the flip side is get that economic growth, you know, reduce the regulatory burden, cut taxes, get economic growth. And it's a combination of the two that will help us address the deficit.
So specific to the change in the rule, as you say, you're in favor of it. Sure. You do believe it would help. What's it going to take? I mean, is it going to take Republicans in enough numbers to go to McConnell and say, look, change the rule? Enough talking about it, do it.
Yeah, see, what we're trying to do is actually get some Democrat agreement to do this and get the 60 votes to change it. Our concern is if we just unilaterally change it, then in essence the Democrats can change the rules and say, look, there are no rules anymore. If anybody can change the rules without going through the requirement to get the number of votes to do it, then at some point, if the Democrats get the majority, they just change the rules. And obviously there is a fear, Scott, that, you could see higher taxes, even more spending, regulation, any number of things, socialized health care. So we've got to take a view that, what's going to work for the long term here. And so we're working to try to actually get enough votes to make this change to the rules so it holds.
Here's a question that came in just before you joined us on the air today. 800-228-0550 with questions or comments for Senator Hovind. Listen to this. I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it either.
I don't know why, but I'm not hearing that. Todd, you want to try that? The 925 call that you just uploaded? I tried to play it. I can't play it here for some reason.
Senator Hovind, why have you betrayed the voters of North Dakota by supporting this omnibus spending bill? Funny, the Democrats are rejoicing and celebrating. I don't know any Republicans that are. Senator Hovind, you have betrayed us and don't deserve our votes.
And, you could tell a passion in that caller's voice. We're hearing a lot of that. People just see it as a betrayal. Are they wrong?
Well, like I said, you and I have just gone through why we felt we needed to pass the bill, which was for the military and the increased funding for the military. And in order to get it passed, the requirement was that we increase on the discretionary side as well. But I think part of this is information, too. We're still $200 billion less on discretionary spending at $1.3 trillion. Than we were during the height of the Obama administration at $1.5 trillion.
And I think that's a fair point. I mean, you're showing spending restraint, but I think where people are concerned is while it's less money, it's what it was spent on, right? So what you had to, in other words, to get to more military spending.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And the back and forth there, I think, is the bigger concern. I'm just paraphrasing a lot of what I'm hearing. But more with Senator Hovind coming up on What's on Your Mind, talking through the omnibus spending bill today on the program. Don't go away. We'll be back with more after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Chat with Senator John Hovind today about last week's vote on the omnibus spending bill in the House, and the senators told us two things. One, that it is a bill that spends less. Republicans are spending less than the Obama administration. So there is that, and I don't know that that's been out there. I mean, I think people probably want us to spend even that much more or less. I think the other thing you've made pretty clear here is with 51 votes in the Senate, this is the hand you've been dealt. One thing you hear in response to that is, well, wait a minute. I thought the idea was if we had a Republican president and we had a Republican Senate and we had a Republican House, we'd have what we need. But we don't. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, the reality is, you know, we still have to deal with the Democrats, but we are working to, you know, try to hold the line where we can. No question we had to increase it for military. And remember, as far as it is, this is an increase over last year, but it is below the $1.5 trillion, which was the high point during the Obama administration. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have to keep working at it. We've talked about a number of steps we have to try to take. But the other thing you have to keep in mind is it's really the mandatory programs and the entitlement programs where spending is higher. And so, you know, we've just got to continue to find reforms where we can and grow the economy. That's why the regulatory relief and the tax relief is so important.
Senator John Hovind with us today on the program. So when we before the break, we talked about how, you know, we're going to talk about the good spending versus the bad spending. Obviously, the very defensible part of this, in my mind, is getting the military the resources that it has desperately needed, that have been victim to sequestration and all these continuing resolutions where we keep funding levels where they were, and to the point where you have the Secretary of Defense saying, hey, we can't fight. We can't defend this country. We don't have the resources. Now, that to me is a five-alarm fire, and that was addressed in a big way in this, right?
Yeah, that's the real key. The reason we had to increase on the discretionary side was in order to get enough votes to increase on the military side. And that's what we had to do in order to get that increase in military spending. But as you know, the administration, all of us felt that just vitally important for our military at this time. And for things like Planned Parenthood, I've always voted against that funding, always voted for the Hyde Amendment to ensure that no public funding can go for abortion. And you know, with the president, with this administration, the idea is that money is supposed to go for family planning, not for abortion. And so, you know, we're working on these things, but, you know, we still have to deal with Democrats. And obviously, they have different ideas on these issues.
Do I understand correctly that the wording to fix the 199A mess related to the co-op thing, again, which the Democrats totally were taking advantage of? So, you know, you have some wording that goes in inadvertently from a staffer over in the Thune office. You guys get it fixed. You get it back in there. But to get it fixed, to put it back the way it was supposed to be, Schumer's demanding like millions of dollars in unrelated funding. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, as part of the negotiation, there's any number of things that they were pushing for. And one of the things they pushed for was a low-income housing tax credit. So it's a tax credit for low-income housing, and that was part of it. But really, in the end, we got agreement from all of the ag groups as to the 199 language. We had broad support from the entire ag community, whether it's the private companies or the cooperatives. And it was really that support that enabled us to just put it in and pass it. We still got pushback from Pelosi and Schumer. They were still pushing back right up to the end. But we had enough support that we just included it and passed it.
But that gives you an idea of how this tit-for-tat game plays. You're trying to...
They were pushing for that, but they wanted huge amounts, which we did not provide.
But
there's still funding in there for the low-income housing tax credit, but nothing like they were pushing for.
But my point is, that's the game you now have to play, right? I mean,
that's why we want to get these bills to the floor individually and try to force votes on these issues. And we think that's the way you avoid that type of situation. That's why I talk about getting these bills to the floor individually with 51 votes and trying to force votes on all these issues.
Let's see here. Who is next waiting to chat with Senator Hovind? Chris in Bismarck. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Senator Hovind, did you read the whole bill before you voted on it?
You know, my staff and I went through it as carefully as we could and went through all the different issues and made sure that we did our best to understand them.
Isn't there a rule already in place in the Senate that you have to wait 48 hours after the final version of the bill comes to the floor before you can vote on it?
The House has a rule along those lines. I think it's 72-hour rule.
Why wasn't that followed? Because the final version came out and they voted on it 8 hours later.
That'd be a question on the House side. That's a House rule I think you're talking about.
Tim, thanks for the call, Chris. I'm going to keep going here. There's a few questions for Senator Hovind. Tim and Colm, go ahead for Senator Hovind.
Good morning, Senator. I appreciate your service, but I hope you realize those of us out here in flyover and drive-by country are not happy with this vote. And I hear you saying, well, we need to get these bills individually, take separate bills instead of an omnibus bill. But I've heard this for 30 years. I'm a past journalist, and I've heard it for 30 years. We got to do it this way. When the Democrats passed the Affordable Health Care Act, they used parliamentary trickery to put the thing through. We as Republicans, we keep hearing that if we abandon the 60 vote rule, the Democrats are going to do it. The Democrats don't say that when they're in power. They just do it. Well, Trump put some backbone into you guys. I thought maybe you guys would carry through, and now we get an omnibus bill that those of us out here are not happy with.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. Remember, the Affordable Health Care bill was passed with 60 votes. The Democrats passed that with 60 votes. And also remember, as we change these rules, we've got to keep in mind at some point Democrats are going to be in charge. And then with simple majorities, they could pass a similar kind of health care bill or carbon capture bill or tax relief bill. So, you know, again, we are trying to work along these on these things with the president to get where we want to go, which is to be able to fund priorities like the military without funding some of these other things. And we're going to have to keep working until we get there. But we've got to do it in a way where we recognize what's going to happen over the long term, not just today.
William, Western North Dakota for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Yeah, in all due respect, Senator, I'm hearing a lot of double talk, political talk, but... you know, I don't know if you're a little naive, but if the Democrats get control again, they will do it. And they'll get it to 51 votes. I think you guys have been bullied so long by the mainstream media and the Democrats You've crawled in your cracks and you're afraid to fight. Well, what would have happened if you'd have closed the government down? You live in fear that you're going to get blamed. Well, you know what? The things you guys were standing up for, the military and so forth, the people in this country agree. The things that the Democrats would stand up for are sanctuary cities and all of their spending giveaway programs and so forth. Weren't you on higher ground, moral ground? You say, hey, we want to give the money to, we want to pass this bill to strengthen our military. And this is what the Democrats want to do.
All right, so William, let's play this out a second. Obviously, that
cities.
Yeah, hold tight, William. Let's explore this a little bit. The consequence of not passing an omnibus spending bill and obviously blinking on the negotiation would have been a government shutdown. William's saying you win. You're trying to give the military more money. All the stuff they want to do is not politically popular across the country. Do you think you would have won that battle? Why not shut it down to get a better deal?
Well, I certainly understand the sentiment, but historically that just hasn't been true. Typically, anytime there's been a government shutdown, Republicans have taken the blame for it. And, you know, so that's what we've seen. And, you know, we do our best to make that argument that we're not shutting it down. We're simply trying to fund the priorities and not fund things that shouldn't be funded. But, you know, as I say, if you look back, that's never worked for Republicans. And I think it's because Republicans are trying to reduce the size and scope of government, and the Democrats like more government. So that just tends to be how it's tended to always work to our disadvantage.
Roger Fargo for Senator Hoven. Go ahead.
Good morning. You know, I got to say, I'm fed up. I think the entire Congress, but the Senate in particular, I'm at the point where I think every member is corrupt, incompetent, or a liar. You don't compromise on things that are going to hurt the country. You just don't. I'm sick of you guys with your double talk and your political answers. This is what happens when we hire personality and people who make promises instead of the best people we have out there.
Roger, can I ask you?
I'm just sick of it.
Roger, can I ask you, when you say that we don't compromise on things that that could hurt the country, what in this specifically do you think would be an example of that? I guess I lost Roger. I was kind of curious what he's talking about. You know, obviously something in that he doesn't like. Maybe it's just the overall amount of spending. Kevin and Castleton for Senator Hoven, go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I guess your last answer as far as shutting the government down, the last time it was shut down, Chuck Schumer rolled in 2 days because you guys had the upper hand. And just scad weeks later, you're scared to do it because you had the upper hand. But that's not what I called for. My concern is you just got done saying, Senator, that, you know, the you know, you're gonna you get what you want because the other side will filibuster, right? But they're not the majority, right? You had to give up so much in discretionary spending to get something for the military. So my question then is, when you're in the minority, why don't you hold out for the military? I mean, and do the same exact thing that they just did. That's what I don't get, because you had to compromise. But yet our military is decimated because of the 8 years of Obama. Why didn't you just hold out back then?
And give about 30 seconds for the answer, Kevin. I have to put you on hold here because we only have a bit of time for the Senator.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we had a little more time. That's exactly what sequestration was. That's why discretionary spending has come down from a high of $1.5 trillion down to $1.3 trillion over the last decade, because that is exactly what we've done. And that's the thing you have to realize. Entitlement spending's gone up, but overall discretionary, if you look back 10 years, was as high as $1.5 trillion. It has come down over time. I understand it increased this year over last year because we wanted that increase for the military.
Senator, thanks for the time on a busy day. As you can hear, a lot of frustration out there, but we appreciate you taking the calls, and we'll stay in touch and continue to follow this closely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You and Cramer and the Republicans and Trump are a giant disappointment passing that omnibus bill. I think the Republicans just lost the House and Senate. I think Trump lost in 2020. You won't even have to worry about that with the Dems in the majority. You'll never make it to the end of 2020.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the feedback. I would respectfully disagree that this vote is going to be a reason to not vote. Put it this way. Heidi Heitkamp voted for this, too. So you're going to go vote for her in November? And think that having more Democrats in Congress? I mean, this, if you ask me, this is a product of a broken United States Senate. And the other thing I must tell you, folks, strategically, in a political sense, Republicans are never on par with Democrats. Let me just use this past weekend and the March for Our Lives event. The organizers behind that are just the same old folks. Same old folks. Usual suspects. In this case, the actors are the kids. I get them coached up great. But what's it about? Registering voters. What's it about? Taking on the NRA. That's what they do. They constantly are in that mode. They're always playing the long game. They're playing the long game. So, that sequestration nightmare under the Obama years, the decimation of military spending, they knew the longer they could keep that going, they would have leverage on the Republicans to fix the mess the Democrats created with that and get all the other goodies. That's why I pointed out the 199A thing. They're fixing some language that was written poorly. Never intended to do what it did. And in order to fix it, to write it correctly, Chuck Schumer says, give me more social spending. And you heard the senator say they got some. Not as much as they wanted, but they got some. They're playing the long game. They're much better at it. So to go to the caller's point, the idea that somehow, oh, this is it, this is fine, I'm done, I'm staying home, I'm there. Come on. What we ought to do right now is start playing the long game, and the long game is to say, fix that stupid rule right now. And you heard Senator Holman say, there's an effort to get 60 votes to do it. Okay, fine. Get it done. Get it done. And by the way, I think November and Kevin Cramer defeating Heidi Heitkamp and others like him that go into the Senate and don't play that kiss the ring game that the rest of them have to play, I like Senator Hoeven. Senator Hoeven is a master of maneuvering within a system that currently exists. He gets more for North Dakota out of that Senate seat than anybody else could hope to. Okay? Within the current system. He's not the kind of guy that's going to go in there and break China and say, enough of this. I don't work for you, Mitch McConnell. I work for them back home. Kevin Cramer will. He will. It's a gut punch. I don't like it. I think Senator Hoeven defends it well on the military side and within the system they have. And again, reminding us we have 51 votes, and that's the reality. We have 51 votes. You don't get a whole lot done. You don't get transformational change done with 51 votes. And yet they're still spending a couple hundred billion less than Obama was spending and previous Congresses were spending. That's not chump change. It's not chump change. Keith and Thompson has a question. Yes, Keith, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, thanks for taking my call. Scott, when are you reading Peter Schweizer's new book, Secret Empires?
I didn't hear everything you said, but I think you asked me if I've read Peter Schweizer's new book. I haven't. I've read news stories about it, and we're working on scheduling him. Very fascinated by the Joe Biden, Bo Biden scenario that he has unearthed in that.
Also, Mitch McConnell's got a chapter in it as well. I'm just as frustrated as everybody else, and I hope my phone's not breaking up. I think that this is something that Republicans should try to run on in changing Senate rules so that the children and relatives cannot go and enrich themselves from foreign nations and companies.
Amen.
You know, if you can get him on and you read the book, you're going to really get it back. It takes a Libertor before you start reading it. Get your blood pressure back to normal. If they can message this correctly, this could be the thing to gain back people like me who just want to stay home. You know, right now, I'll stay home, but of course I won't. I'll vote. But they can get it off the fence maybe and bring us back into the tent.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to hang up because I got to keep driving. Thanks for taking my call. And please, if you get him on, you'll understand this phone call much better.
Yeah, no, we'll hope to have it on by the end of the week. We're working on it. Been trying to go back and forth on times that work for us and work for him. So, Jim in Fargo, tell me something quick about the Mars. I got 20 seconds for you.
I am so sick of it. Is there no level that these people won't stoop to have these kids barge believing that they're actually going to stop these murders? I mean, it disgusts me beyond disgusting me.
Yeah, I have to admit, it's it's almost unhealthy how mad I get about this stupidity. I'm with you, Jim. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.